Hermione hurried over to Katie's wailing friend and put an arm around her.
It's Leanne, isn't it?
The girl nodded.
Did it just happen all of a sudden, or...
It was when that package tore,
sobbed Leanne, pointing at the now sodden brown paper package on the ground, which had split open to reveal a greenish glitter. Ron bent down, his hand outstretched, but Harry seized his arm and pulled him back.
Don't touch it!
He crouched down. An ornate opal necklace was visible, poking out of the paper.
I've seen that before, said Harry, staring at the thing. It was on display in Borgin and Burke's, ages ago. The label said it was cursed. Katie must have touched it.
He looked up at Leanne, who had started to shake uncontrollably.
How did Katie get hold of this?
Well, that's why we were arguing. She came back from the bathroom in the Three Broomsticks holding it, said it was a surprise for somebody at Hogwarts, and she had to deliver it. She looked all funny when she said it. Oh, no. Oh, no. I bet she'd been imperious, and I didn't realize.
Leanne shook with renewed sobs. Hermione patted her shoulder gently.
She didn't say who'd given it to her, Leanne?
No, she wouldn't tell me, and I said she was being stupid and not to take it up to school. But she just wouldn't listen, and then I tried to grab it from her, and...
Leanne let out a wail of despair.
We'd better get up to school,
said Hermione, her arm still around Leanne.
We'll be able to find out how she is. Come on.
Harry hesitated for a moment, then pulled his scarf from around his face and, ignoring Ron's gasp, carefully covered the necklace in it and picked it up.
We'll need to show this to Madame Pomfrey, he said.
As they followed Hermione and Leanne up the road, Harry was thinking furiously. They had just entered the grounds when he spoke, unable to keep his thoughts to himself any longer.
Malfoy knows about this necklace. It was in a case at Borgin and Burke's 4 years ago. I saw him having a good look at it while I was hiding from him and his dad. This is what he was buying that day when we followed him. He remembered it, and he went back for it.
I don't know, Harry, said Ron hesitantly.
Loads of people go to Borgin and Burke's, and didn't that girl say Katie got it in the girls' bathroom?
She said she came back from the bathroom with it. She didn't necessarily get it in the bathroom itself.
McGonagall, said Ron warningly.
Harry looked up. Sure enough, Professor McGonagall was hurrying down the stone steps through swirling sleet to meet them.
Hagrid says you four saw what happened to Katie Bell. Upstairs to my office at once, please. What's that you're holding, Potter?
It's the thing she touched, said Harry.
Good Lord,
said Professor McGonagall, looking alarmed as she took the necklace from Harry.
No, no, Filch, they're with me,
she added hastily, as Filch came shuffling eagerly across the entrance hall, holding his secrecy censor aloft.
Take this necklace to Professor Snape at once, but be sure not to touch it. Keep it wrapped in the scarf.
Harry and the others followed Professor McGonagall upstairs and into her office. The sleet-spattered windows were rattling in their frames, and the room was chilly despite the fire crackling in the grate. Professor McGonagall closed the door and swept around her desk to face Harry, Ron, Hermione, and the still sobbing Leanne.
Well, she said sharply, what happened?
Haltingly, and with many pauses while she attempted to control her crying, Leanne told Professor McGonagall how Katie had gone to the bathroom in the Three Broomsticks and returned holding the unmarked package, how Katie had seemed a little odd, and how they had argued about the advisability of agreeing to deliver unknown objects, the argument culminating in the tussle over the parcel which tore open. At this point, Leanne was so overcome there was no getting another word out of her.
All right, said Professor McGonagall, not unkindly. Go up to the hospital wing, please, Leanne, and get Madame Pomfrey to give you something for shock.
When she had left the room, Professor McGonagall turned back to Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
What happened when Katie touched the necklace?
She rose up in the air, said Harry, before either Ron or Hermione could speak, and then began to scream and collapsed. Professor,
Can I see Professor Dumbledore, please?
The headmaster is away until Monday, Potter, said Professor McGonagall, looking surprised.
Away? Harry repeated angrily.
Yes, Potter, away, said Professor McGonagall tartly. But anything you have to say about this horrible business can be said to me, I'm sure.
For a split second, Harry hesitated. Professor McGonagall did not invite confidences. Dumbledore, though in many ways more intimidating, still seemed less likely to scorn a theory, however wild. This was a life-and-death matter, though, and no moment to worry about being laughed at. I think Draco Malfoy gave Katie that necklace, Professor. On one side of him, Ron rubbed his nose in apparent embarrassment. On the other, Hermione shuffled her feet as though quite keen to put a bit of distance between herself and Harry.
That is a very serious accusation, Potter, said Professor McGonagall after a shocked pause. Do you have any proof?
No, said Harry, but... And he told her about following Malfoy to Borgin and Burke's and the conversation they had overheard between him and Mr. Borgin. When he had finished speaking, Professor McGonagall looked slightly confused.